Developing Charisma. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Developing Charisma. How do we go about developing charisma? Everyone would like to have charisma. Yeah. Everyone would like to have charisma. Well, the fact is, everyone does have charisma, and everyone does have charisma right now. The charisma that we have right now is utterly stupendous. It is utterly fantastic. It is glorious. The charisma that we have right now is just who we are. If you look at a person and you see them going around happy and joyful and filled with peace and harmony, that's their charisma. If you look at people going around with a sad sack, sorry face, and filled with problems, that's their charisma. Children have the most pure charisma that anyone could ever have. And the reason that children have a pure charisma is that a child is what it is. Now, it's true that the environment in which a child is raised has a lot to do with his charisma, but it's true also that a child's environment is created by his charisma. A happy child creates a happy environment. An unhappy child creates an unhappy environment. Now that sounds very simple, that sounds very easy to understand, but it happens when we don't like to have it happen, and it happens when we do like to have it happen. Now when I go around being happy, I create a happy environment around me. Some people might not like it. Some people might say, don't you know what the problem is? You know, are you too stupid to know what the problem is? And it's not a matter you're too stupid to know what the problem is. It's that you're too smart to allow the problem to be master of you. You choose to be master of the problem. You, I, choose to be master of every circumstance in my life. If I have a person coming into my life who is an unhappy person, and I acknowledge that that person is an unhappy person, and I treat that person as an unhappy person, I'm going to have an unhappy person in my life. And my charisma is going to cooperate with that unhappy person. Now, I'm intelligent enough to know that my thoughts are things and I can create whatever world I want. Now, just because I'm a sharer, a teacher, or just because I go around offering advice to people when they ask for it, sometimes when they don't ask for it, but just because I go around doing that doesn't make me so super, super, super. Sometimes it makes me exceedingly stupid. And you say, my goodness, Herb, you say it makes you exceedingly stupid? Right. If I have any circumstance in my life that I don't like, I have that circumstance in my life because I give it power by my thought. Now I can stop right there, and that's the total subject. That's the total charisma. That's the total expression of who and what I am. If somebody comes in my world and they have an unhappy attitude, and they just lost their dog, and they've had their dog for 10 years and they were very attached to their dog and they feel very sorry. I lost my dog. Oh, I miss him so. And that's great. It's great to have a pet that you are very close to, that you are very interested in, that you love very much. But are you going to allow that love to stop just because the pet changed dimensions? Are you going to allow your happiness, your joy in coming home and petting your pet and enjoying his presence just because he's not there anymore? Are you going to say, your life is so sad? Well, get with it. Life is full of opportunities to always be the master. We should always first be enjoying ourselves, always first be loving ourselves, and then we love others. And so we're not bereft of love, we're not lost of love when some love leaves our world. Either they move away, or they move to another dimension, or whatever happens. We are the creator of our world. And so, when a pet is lost, and someone says their pet is lost, I say, wow, are you a blessed person? Blessed because my pet's gone? No. Because all those years, you had the joy of that pet. Now, you don't have to wait a moment, not even a half a moment. You go down and get yourself another pet. Wherever it is, at the animal shelter, or at the breeders, or at the pet shop, wherever you choose to go and get a pet, go and get yourself another pet. Don't wait. But the right one might not be there. The right one will be there. When you go to get your pet, the right one will be there. And it may not necessarily be the exact one that you had in mind. But it'll be the right one because you will be there and the pet will be there waiting for you. And you might choose a pet that might startle you. You might choose a different breed. You might choose a different color. You might choose a short hair or long hair. You might choose a little guy or a big guy. It all depends. You don't know. You're going down there and you're going to fall in love with whatever your next pet is going to be. But you are open to it. You're receptive to it. And that pet is going to be a reflection of your charisma. Now, if you're going to be a sad sack going down there, oh, I lost my pet, I feel so bad, then that all the pets that are live and sparkly and wonderful, they're not going to come to you. But if you say, okay, I have released my pet, and I'm ready for another pet. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And your heart is filled with love. And your heart is filled with joy. And then you go to the pet store, and you look at all the pets that are there. And then you say, I think I should go to the shelter for some reason. And so you leave the pet store, and you go to the shelter. You just have a feeling to do that. And when you get into the shelter, you walk through all of the opportunities that are there, and you see all of the pets that are there. You see the cats and the dogs and the hamsters and the rabbits, and you see everything. And you were definitely choosing on a dog, and so that's pretty much impetus in your mind. And as you walk through the cages where the pets are kept, one of them just sort of sends out a vibration to you and says, hey, I'm your guy. And the pet may be sitting at the back of the cage. And he may be, you know, just relaxing. But he sends out the vibration, I'm your guy. I'm your guy. And the charisma that you have and the charisma that the pet has sort of sync. And the two of you are one. And you say to the man in charge, let me see this fellow. And so he brings him out. And the two of you are sort of in each other's arms. And he's looking up at you and he's saying, you know I'm the one. I've been waiting for you. I've been here for about a week now, but I've been waiting for you. I knew you'd come. I knew you'd come. Yeah, tomorrow they're going to put me down, but I knew you'd come. I knew it. And so you say, okay, okay, I know too. And you take him home. Now, he wants your guidance. He wants your direction. He wants your love. He wants you to train him. And so, very definitely, you begin training him. You give him a name. and you say, I love you. And he tries to crawl all over you, and you say, no, sit now, relax. And so he sits and relax, and then you cuddle him. And you immediately let him know that you are the master. You are the boss. You love him. You don't stop him from being lovable, but you let him know right away that you're in charge. And if you do it right away, then you will have a long life of happiness together. You forgot how it was when you had your dogs before, when you picked up a new dog, and how sometimes you let the dog run all over you, and it was hard to get the dog trained to do the right thing, because you just let him get away with everything. But your charisma has grown, and you are now ready to have this dog, and the dog is ready to have you. The two of you are a match. The two of you are understanding each other's psychology and each other's attitude. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, but if you hadn't handled it properly, you could have picked up the wrong guy. You could have picked up somebody who was a troublemaker. You could have picked up somebody who had to be put back in the pout or something like that. But it's up to you with what attitude you go into any experience in life. With what attitude I go into any experience in life. And if I go into any experience in life with the attitude that I'm ready for this choice, and so I meet a friend, or I meet a person, and they become a friend, and I establish the rules of the friendship by my attitude, by my thinking, by my loving beingness, by my unconditionally loving beingness, my charisma shines through so strongly under all circumstances to all people that that's who I am. Now, when a person comes into my world and that person exudes an unhappy attitude, it's up to me to take charge. It's up to me not to notice the unhappy attitude, because if I notice it, I give it power. And so, rather than noticing the unhappy attitude, I notice every good quality the person has. And I remark about the good qualities the person has, and I draw them out by giving opportunities for the good qualities to be expressed through a sharing relationship. And everybody else says, I don't know how you can handle that person, they're so terrible. And you don't say anything. You just say, oh, he's a nice guy. She's a wonderful person. You do not acknowledge their not nice qualities. I do not acknowledge the not nice qualities of people, because those are not the things that I want for a relationship. I only acknowledge the nice qualities in people. Now, if I were a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a doctor or a dentist or whatever, I would create my office as the mecca, the drawing card for people who have happy attitudes about themselves. I would create my office as an office where people want to come to find the solution to their problems by putting new causes in motion. I want to create my circumstance where everybody in my world is harmonious with my program of joy and peace. And they come to me because they want to be in my world. They want to be who I am. They want to be with who I am. They don't want me to acknowledge their problems. They only want me to acknowledge their genius and their success and their magnificence. This is what it's all about. And this is where we're all about. This is the only thing that matters. What is my charisma? What is the charisma of my pet? Is my pet a reflection of my charisma, a very loving pet? Or is my pet a snarly, biting pet who wants to get after people, who wants to chase people away. Well, you can be sure that's my attitude if that's what I have as a pet. For my pet is truly a reflection of me. My wife, my husband, my children, my mother, my father, my sisters and brothers, my aunts and uncles and cousins, my world, my employees, my employer, they are all a reflection of who I am. And when I am a glorious person, when I am a wonderful person, when I am a beautiful person, when I am a happy, charismatically joyful person, then that's the kind of people I have in my world. And that's the only kind of people I want in my world. It's fantastic. Developing charisma? Charisma is the sparkle that we are. It's the love that we are. It's the beingness that we are. And it's also the negative, because there's nobody saying that you can't be negative, but people don't really want to be around negative charisma. So I make it my choice to have positive charisma, to have dogs that are absolutely loving. My dog Rex, my big golden retriever, pure love. He lays his head up next to your head and you just want to kiss him and hug him and love him. And it's a dog. Yeah, but he's not just a dog, he's love. And all the cats that come in and mew, they want to put their head next to your head and sort of rub their fur on your cheek. They want to be close to you. All creatures, great and small, they're all our charisma. All people, great and small, who come into my world are my charisma. All of life is my charisma. And how great that is. So, I know that your charisma is as wonderful as my charisma. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.